Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Yes, hi, my name is Kathy Boone. I received a call from my bank inquiring on a payment that came through from your firm, and I didn't recognize it, so before I had to have them re-decline it, can you confirm what it is? What is the supplier, or what do you sell?
Okay. Let me first off start by getting the zip code associated with this account, please, ma'am.
85307.
And give me 1 second, please. Okay, and your first and last name?
Kathy, last name Boone.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify the address associated with this account, please, ma'am?
Unfortunately, I don't recognize the account, so I don't want to disclose my information. That is part of the call that I received a charge on my credit card for Consolidated Lifestyle, and I don't recognize you as a vendor of mine.
Okay, the only way I can actually get into the account is I would have to have the address. I can't open it up any other way to give you, to explain to you maybe what it is. I don't know what it is. I can't
okay,
see.
So what is the name of the company that I'm calling then?
This is a third-party call center, ma'am. We service multi-items and different companies.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and just decline the charge, and then if the vendor is mine, they'll need to reach out to me. I'm not comfortable disclosing anything other than my name for a third party because it is under suspect for activities at this time.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand
it. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.